what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Mind never matter, this shit ain't an object. Timing is nothing, I know it's a process. She see me sit at the table with bosses. You wanna fuck, don't make it so obvious. Moving with caution, fuck it, I'm lawless. Hey. If it ain't ballin', then what do you call this? Dick in the morning, I think you should call in. My nigga is with me, put him on your tall friend. Off the Zans at 10 in the morning, I think he's addicted. He said, Raji, we been working, we deserve it. Fuck it, we lifted. I guess I do need my issue, but every time that they use me, they never pay no attention. Now this shit look like a movie. Moxie driver got the city popping Adderall. It got me feeling awesome. I've been in my feelings like I'm Aubrey Graham. All these bitches, nigga, I be damned. I could probably use a hologram.
Hey, everybody, this is Cody.
This is Carl.
And we're coming at you now. We got week three of the preseason. So
yes, football is here, baby. Let's go.
We are in the full swing of things right now. Injuries, cuts, all that. We're seeing everything happen right now. So let's get right into it. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about three things we saw over this past weekend for the preseason. And then we're also going to go down our list of the top 10 fantasy quarterbacks we have, too. It's about to be fantasy season, so we want to give you guys all that, too.
Yeah, so you can listen to us for some tips and those so you could take to your draft and dominate.
Mm-hmm. All right, so going right into it, Carl, what's something you really like that you saw this week in preseason?
One thing that stood out to me, and of course, you know, it was against my Saints. I paid close attention to that. I do pay close attention to every single game. Jadeveon Clowney.
He's back.
He's back, man. He looked like a man possessed out there. He was beating up Zach Strieff, Andrew Speed. His bull rush was crazy.
That was ridiculous.
I don't know, man. And then when he got to Drew Brees, he was tossing him around like a rag doll. So, if he can stay that form when with J.J. Watt, with a healthy J.J. Watt, mm-hmm. hopefully his back holds up during the season, that defense is going to be crazy because they were stopping our run, our pass, like everything,
yeah.
Every aspect of the game.
And they have some really good players, too, to put around them. So Whitney Merciless, Brian Cushing.
Yeah.
These are other solid players to build around these two, potentially. One of them is elite pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
We know Clowney has all the talent in the world. It's a matter if he can stay healthy, but if he can, that's going to be terrifying. They took a chance. They picked him over Khalil Mack, who looks like one of the best pass rushers right now in the league.
Of course.
They need him to justify their selection with him just to
make
sure.
Number one overall.
Yeah, just to make sure that they made the right choice. But he was looking like that guy. Remember that Michigan game when he knocked the helmet off?
Oh, man.
He was looking like that player again. So
of course, it had to be against my Saints, man.
Yeah.
He just dominated. Yeah.
And to keep going with that about your bum-ass team, I'm going to talk about how the Houston Texans receivers – how fun this offense is going to look right now.
Yeah. And I mean, Will Fuller had a deep catch over my boy P.J. Williams out of FSU.
The best corner
third
of the
round
league.
Pick.
The best corner.
Sophomore
best
coming off an injury.
Yeah.
He missed all year last year.
He looks slow.
He had time to study the game, and now he has time to make the mistake.
And now he can get mossed on live TV.
So what happened when they went back to him? What happened when they went back? P.J. Williams got the pick. You know what I mean? Interception. Will Fuller got charged with a penalty, face mask. Mm-hmm. So, you know, P.J. held his own, but I expect these bumps and stuff along the way with P.J. Williams, man. He's just getting acclimated to the game, and he's doing his thing.
Yo, I swear every fucking conversation, we get back to P.J. Williams.
I don't care.
we always talk
boy,
about bum-ass P.J. Williams.
And we just released Keenan Lewis. P.J. Williams is here, man. I'm telling you, man. FSU, stand up.
All right. So we got Will Fuller, who looks like a man possessed out there.
Oh, he's nice.
He's so
man.
Fast. So they were calling him Deshaun Jackson Jr. And Braxton Miller, who they put as the third receiver, he won that slot position.
Oh, definitely.
They're giving him the ball, too. This looks like a fun offense. And they happen to have a top three receiver in DeAndre Hopkins, too. So, like, just watch out for this offense. It all comes on Brock now. It all depends if Brock can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, this offense looks explosive. And me, I was talking so much shit about the Jaguars. I'm nervous right now.
Yeah, I'm
nervous.
I wish they had Fuller in the slot and they used Jalen Strong more.
Yeah.
I don't like him alternating with Braxton Miller.
I think Jalen just wilds out too much. Like, I think it's like off the field stuff with the coach and whatever. That's why he fell, because he was like, as far as talent goes, Arizona State, he was one of the best receivers in that draft. But
yeah.
All these off the field
concerns.
But
they do have a lot of weapons.
They do. He's out of shape, too. And they don't have tight ends, so they'll find a way to get more receivers on that field. But that's if Lamar Miller, too. Like, everyone's forgetting about this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And all the
reports
out of camp.
But, yeah, he couldn't do nothing because he couldn't squeeze through our defensive line. Nick Fairley had himself one heck of a game doing his thing, busting it open, man. Let's go. I'm sorry. Let's go.
What else did you see this week?
Let's go. I wanted to, since we're talking about my Saints, I want to talk about the Jets and how they made Colt McCoy look like a superstar. Like,
preseason.
It is preseason, but it was good to see Colt McCoy play like that.
He was
doing that against your first string and second string defense. 13 for 16, 159 yards, two TDs, one interception. Now, that interception, he was rolling out of the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He actually had time to set his feet before the pass rush actually came. And I wouldn't have made that throw. I would have threw it away. He forced it in there.
Yeah.
And who else? The one and only. The GOAT. Revis Island.
Hall of
Got
Famer.
The pick, man.
Nah, Colt looks scary, man. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
like, there was parts, like, the optimistic Jets fan of me was like, you know what? We're not scheming. Todd Bowles is all about scheme. We've got some young players who are still learning the game.
Yes. I agree.
They didn't score any points on our first team defense. We started putting the
first
the,
and second.
No.
First and second. It was 0-0.
Okay. Majority of them weren't in when they started scoring touchdowns.
Regardless,
I was a little concerned about the pass rush.
Yeah, Rashad
but like
Ross
said,
and them. They didn't even have their receivers. Rashad Ross, Ryan Grant, Jameson Crowder. Like, yo, who? Yo, they was just shitting all over you guys. Man.
We'll see. Leonard Williams had a sack.
I feel you. But no. We're not moving on. We're not moving on. There's just one guy in particular I want to talk about.
Who's
Mr.
This?
Genocide.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Gino.
He's been through enough.
Every time, man, you always come through. And this past weekend, my man, Cody Roche, took the cape off.
I did.
Let him go ahead. I'll let you explain to the people. Tell how
that was a Velcro, the cape coming off.
Get him. Oh, Green Jimmy, the cricket suit wearing ass motherfucker.
Get him.
Oh, short Colin Powell haircut having ass motherfucker.
Look, Eugene, I'm speaking to you right now. The audience, you is listening to this private conversation. I've stuck up for you for the past 5 years to everyone that said you couldn't do it. You try to put the ball behind your back like you're in an A1 mixtape your rookie year against the Titans. The next year you played the Titans again. Jarrell Casey punched you in the face and no one defended you. And then you got benched for Mike Vick. And then the third year, new regime comes in. Brandon Marshall rooms with you, says that he's going to take you to the next level. And what happens next? You get knocked out over $600 and you break your jaw and you're a multimillionaire player. And I don't even know what to say anymore.
Yeah,
I just try to. We have Fitzpatrick come back, and he wins everyone's heart. And Gino, I'm sorry, man, but you have all the physical tools in the world. But you throwing in picks against third string players aren't going to be in the league.
Will Blackman at that.
Will Blackman into triple coverage. And
yeah.
It's just like all the physical tools in the world just can't put it together. And, the quarterback position is like 85% mental. He just didn't have it. Like, I there's no more excuses for me. It's over. And on top of that, silver lining, Bryce Petty might be here.
Oh, yeah.
Petty might be here.
Yep.
And I always downgraded because my Geno cape was fastened too tight. Might have cut off some circulation in my head.
Yes, but he finally came out. You heard it here first.
I'm a man. I admit when I'm wrong.
I love it. And we appreciate your honest opinion.
No, and that's what we got to do, to hold each other accountable. Bryce Petty might be here. You're playing that Baylor offense. He stood back. He didn't play anything last year.
No.
And he just learned under Chan Gailey. And he was running that offense. I mean, he looked light years ahead of Gino.
Yeah.
And some of those plays he was making were just like, I'm getting excited. I don't want to say I want him to start over 50 yet. But like next year, like I think they got to let Petty like have a real shot at winning this job for next season. I think that's going to be a legitimate conversation they need to have going down the season. So anyways, that's enough about me and
I love it. I love it.
Speaking of other trash quarterbacks, Christian Ponder came back in the league right now.
Yeah.
And
he looked good.
7 of 8. 22-yard rushing touchdown
as
well.
Did you see that run?
He
did.
That
was a white boy run. Oh, my God. Yo, he actually ran away from that. I was like, yo, that's crazy. Let's go, man.
CJ had like run from the cop speed, they said.
Yeah.
Christian Ponder has run from the mall security speed.
Oh,
like,
man. Yeah, mall cop at that.
He was bad. He was really bad right there. So that was – but anyways, look. He came in. He was signed off the street 2 weeks ago. He looked better than Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah.
Thad Lewis tore his ACL, so he's not playing. Kaepernick has a dead arm. I don't even know what that means. I'm thinking like a scary movie. Like, he doesn't have a hand that works anymore.
Yeah,
he just has a dead arm.
Maybe it's like some nerve issue or something.
Christian Ponder might like be here. He legitimately – that would be a cool story. Like, he was trash. He got picked way too – that fucking draft, 2011 draft, J.J. Watt, Von Miller, Cam Newton, Muhammad Wilkerson, Ryan Kerrigan, all these very, very talented players, but all these teams that reach for quarterbacks, Jake Locker, Christian Ponder.
Yo, they were all in the same draft.
Yeah.
This Wayne Gabbert. Wayne Gabbert, Kaepernick, too. And Ponder.
And Newton's the only one that cooked so far.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
So all those teams reaching got bad quarterbacks. So it would be cool for Ponder if he can come back and out of being retired
pretty
for 2 years.
Pretty much like the last year Blaine Gabbert story.
Yeah. But actually, like, it looks like he's doing better. So
yeah.
That's why I like. What else you got for this preseason week?
Since we're in Jersey with the Jets, I say we stay in Jersey.
Okay.
Well, Jersey's own Tajay Sharp from the Tennessee Titans, just out there doing amazing things.
UMass.
Yeah.
A lot of UMass players have been balling recently.
It seems like he developed a little bromance with Marcus Mariota. With Kendall Wright out, Tajay Sharp is taking advantage of all the opportunities he's getting. It looks like he's definitely going to be a starter and a key player on this team. Right now, he has 8 catches for 103 yards. First game, he left early due to concussion. So I expect to see things out of the next game because Mike Mularkey already came out and said he expects his starters to play the full first half against the Oakland Raiders this weekend.
Yeah, and I think he caught all 6 of the targets he had his way, too.
Yeah,
look, I mean, he's a fifth-round receiver. But there's never been a better opportunity for a fifth-round receiver.
Oh, you couldn't wish for a better position.
He legitimately might be the best receiver on the team, and he was a fifth-round pick because they're trading DGB 2 weeks in the preseason, and Kendall Wright's always hurt, and Justin Hunter's just been a disappointment. So, like, there's opportunity there. Mm-hmm. It seems like Mariota has trusted him, so I'm definitely interested in seeing what happens with that.
Yeah, so let's not forget what happened with Delanie Walker last year when Mariota developed that relationship.
Yeah.
Delanie had over 1,000 yards receiving, 6 touchdowns. On 94 catches, and I think that number is going to definitely come down, and I think Tajay Sharp is going to be the reason why it comes down because they got a good player.
Yeah, no, they definitely do. I'm still waiting to see before I compare him to like Blaney's like top 3 tight end, but I'm definitely interested to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing for me that I really really liked over this preseason was Tyrod Taylor.
Okay. Yeah. Oh man, that pass.
That pass. He shook Janoris Jenkins
bad
out of it. He's not allowed back in New Jersey after that. They just gotta cut him. He has to go to St. Louis and knock on their door. L.A.
Yo,
he has to go to L.A.
Bad,
and ask him to play for that. That was awful. That was so bad. And like after everything, like as a Jets fan, I'm tired of Rex's whole thing. I'm happy that he's team's kind of falling apart just because he's gonna get fired. And we don't have to see him anymore. But if you think about like what happened to this team, like. Lost Shaq Lawson, first round pick. Lost Reggie Ragland, second round pick.
Damn.
Marcel Darius got suspended for 4 games. Said he's in rehab. We saw him. What's today's date? Today is the 22nd of August.
21st.
21st of August. 22nd of August.
No, he was out there the
21st. Oh, yeah, he was out there the 21st in the club. Just like popping bottles after he said he was going to rehab. Just
posing,
wearing
with the snow bunnies.
Wearing a medium shirt. He is 330 pounds.
Yo.
He was wearing a medium shirt. So obviously things are awry right now. On top of that, Carlos Williams, who just was a monster last year, got fat as fuck. He showed up 260, 261 pounds. He's originally listed as 230.
He said it was due to his wife pregnant weight.
Yeah. He already has 5 kids.
Yeah.
So, like, he should be used to this by now.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. And he went unclaimed on the waiver.
Yeah, so, like,
that's bad.
But I'll tell you right now, if he gets in shape, he's going to be killing it whatever team he goes to. I'm hoping the Jets pick him up and, like, he can just, like, stay low and just, like, make sure that he's going to keep going. But anyway.
One team that I think could sign him is the Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots definitely could. And, I mean, you talk about another team with bad luck. It's looking good for a Jets fan right now because AFC East is looking weak. I mean, the Patriots yesterday, on Sunday, they lost Deion Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have surgery. He's going to miss a year.
Yeah, he's going to be out to November. So that's what we hear. It's like
we'll
a cleanup procedure, though.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Either way, Sebastian Vollmer,
already
weak offensive tackle line.
Yeah.
And then Trey Mason?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not Trey Mason. Not Trey Mason.
Trey Flowers?
No, Trey something. Their guard. They have fucking guard. Shaq Mason.
Yeah,
Mason.
Not Trey.
Yeah, Shaq Mason, their starting guard, he's also out, too. So they just lost their starting right guard, right tackle, and pass catching
and
running back.
Starting a rookie on the line.
On left guard, too. So they have a lot of holes right now in this offensive line. With Jimmy Garoppolo, who's been accused of having...
That's not even Tom Brady.
He's getting happy feet, too. So, like, remember when I said Rostradamus? I said 3 weeks ago, the Patriots can go 0-4 when Jimmy starts.
I mean, but they didn't have all his problems.
No, I knew. I saw it. My third eye. I'm woke.
You can't do that. So they didn't have all this problem before.
my third eye was open. Nah, I saw what was going on. I can foresee the future. All my predictions are starting to come into fruition right now. Except for Gino. but anyways, like I was saying, and by the way, if Gino cooks next week, the cape is coming right back on. But
yeah, disclaimer.
Yeah, but anyways, no, I mean, I really think against these defensive lines, they're playing the Bills. Yeah, they're missing some players, but they still have some talent. Mm-hmm. Dolphins, Cameron Wick and Mario Williams.
Yeah.
Cardinals.
Who scrubbed it up.
Against Chandler Jones in that revenge game, too. He's going to be coming looking for revenge.
Oh, and they're playing at Arizona.
They're playing at Arizona, and then the Texans, who we just talked about, yeah. with Jadavian and J.J. Watt on that right side of the line.
Oh, my
J.J.
God.
Is going to feast.
That game is going to be a good game to watch defensively.
I think I stand by my 0-4. I think it's a lot more for – sometimes I just talk shit. I don't really think about it. And that was one of those moments when I said it. I was like, you know, Cody, sometimes you're just talking.
Nah.
It'd be a shame if people were listening to this when you're recording it. But now that I'm seeing it,
yeah,
and I'm like,
exactly.
Oh, wait, no, this actually makes sense.
It definitely does. And I kind of agree because I said it could either, like, lose 3 or, like, go 2-2. But I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah, no, I don't see it, man. I think they're hurt. But anyways, what we're going to start doing now because fantasy season is upon us. So is DFS too, so it's good to just pay attention to that. We're going to go through our top 10 quarterbacks for fantasy this year. Next week, we're going to do running backs, receivers, etc. So we're going to go one by one, talk about each of our top 10, etc. So, Carl, starts off, who's your top number 10 fantasy quarterback going into the season?
Going into the 2016 fantasy season, my number 10 quarterback is Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
Last year, he ended the season with 34 points. This year, he has a lot of offensive weapons coming back. I think DeSean Jackson is, like the best he's been in a while.
Yeah.
So, and with the addition of Doxon, and then you see, like, during the offseason, during the preseason, like, Crowder and Grant and Ross coming along. So, I really think Kirk Cousins can step up.
Let's not forget Jordan Reed, either.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins, and that running game is just, speaking of the running game, Matt Jones actually got hurt with an AC sprain in the shoulder.
Calvin Pryor.
Yeah. So,
say
yeah,
no more.
They're just going to be passing a lot. So,
yeah.
Kirk Cousins, I could definitely see him top 10.
Yeah, no, I have this as a playoff team, the Redskins, so I could definitely see that. For me, for top 10 for me, it's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Mm-hmm.
Going to have a lot more options this year. Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker, second year in the system. Matt Forte is coming in, one of the better pass-catching backs in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Also with Bilal Powell, too, and it's looking like they're going to do some formations where both of them are going to be in the backfield at the same time. Some of them will be at slot receiver. The other one will be in the backfield.
Yep.
Quincy Enunwa, who's just stepping up and really looking like a matchup problem as well. So I love the continuity this team's starting to show. So that's what I'm looking for going forward. Who do you got? You disagree? You think that we're going to cook?
I think y'all going to cook, but I don't think Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to be back on that top 10 list.
We'll see.
I think you can wait until a later round to get Ryan Fitzpatrick, and that's going to be actually a good pickup.
Yeah.
So I don't see him being a top 10 quarterback this year.
Yeah, I mean.
He definitely has the weapons, but Matt Forte is a good running back.
Yeah.
And I think you guys are going to feed him a lot. And Bilal Powell, yo, he shoots out like a cannon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy, like a rocket. Like, this guy is just boom. Like,
he went to speed training class, too. He was slow 2 years ago. He got his game.
I remember that. That's why I'm like, I was shocked.
Yeah.
It was preseason. He's been doing his thing.
Yeah, he's really fast. So,
yeah.
We got him. He threw for 31 last year. Probably throw for 52 this year. All right, moving on. Who do we have for number 9? Who do you got?
My number 9 is going to be Andy Dalton.
Okay.
Little do people know, man, he's a consistent quarterback. Like, every single year, he's like top 10, top 15. Last year, he finished the season off with 78 points. This year, they're going to lean on him more, in my opinion. Him and Giovanni Bernard and A.J. Green. So he's going to be throwing the ball a lot. And good news for them, Tyler Eifert is starting to run again. So it's definitely.
Yeah. No, hopefully Eifert doesn't play week 1 because that's when the Jets play. He's a matchup nightmare.
Yeah.
They lost a lot of players, but Dalton's always good to
you know
really go for it. And I could see them making a real real chase for the AFC North. Now, for me, number 9, I have Eli Manning, another Jersey boy.
Yeah, I can't go against that.
Yeah, I love the way this offense is starting to look. They're a little slow against the Bills, but
there was a toss-up for me to have him and Kirk Cousins, but I like Kirk Cousins more. I think Kirk Cousins has more offensive weapons.
He does, but, like, overall, his weapons are better.
Yeah.
But the ceiling of what the Giants can do, I mean, Odell is, like, he's a weirdo. but like he's the best receiver in the NFL in my opinion.
Yeah.
He's just like what no receiver has had the first 2 years of their career that Odell's had. And I think that he's nowhere close to hitting his peak yet.
Yo, I want to speak on Odell. Like during the game against the Bills this past week, the Giants offense wasn't moving, no runs, couldn't do anything. Yo, he passed it to Odell, first down automatically. Yo, first, and Odell had to create the first down. It was yards after catch. So. Yeah,
his footwork is ridiculous.
Yeah, it was great.
So I like them. I love Sterling Shepard. And I really think that Shane Vereen is going to be incorporated a lot more this year, too.
Oh, they kept passing. Speaking of incorporated, they kept giving your boy Andre Williams the
ball. I hate Andre
man.
Williams. Why do they do that?
They saying he's definitely entrenched as the
second bad.
Running back
he's
on the depth chart.
He's so slow. He has no acceleration. That's why the Giants will never prosper.
Oh, man.
All right, who do you have for eighth overall?
Eighth overall, man, Philip Rivers is coming back on the list, man.
I like
Philip Rivers coming back on the scenes, man. Be ready. Ken Winton Hunt's back, the OC from 2014 year.
Mm-hmm.
he had the third most passing yards in his career that year, second most TDs in his career, 4,478 yards and 32 TDs. I expect Philip Rivers to do big things with Keenan Allen being healthy. Hopefully, he can stay healthy, man. That guy's nice. And they got Antonio Gates. Who's the receiver?
Hunter Henry?
No, that's the tight end. Travis Benjamin.
Oh, Travis
Benjamin.
Travis
Benjamin's speed to take over the top, take off the top.
Yeah, that'll be a fun addition. I forgot they got him, too. I like that a lot.
Yeah. And then he signed James Jones. So, and then also, you got to remember Woodhead catching passes out the backfield.
He's extra receiver.
And Melvin Gordon's. Yo, you saw in the preseason game
Melvin's
against
back.
The Titans, he caught it out the backfield and scored on that play.
You know what it is, too? I read some of that. Melvin Gordon and Jadeveon Clowney had the same surgery, the microfracture.
Yeah.
Looks like that's not, like, as big of a deal as it used to be. And they're
right,
really,
that too.
Yeah, they're
that's
back.
That's awesome, man.
For me, number eight, I have Ben Roethlisberger.
Wait, all the way at number... Yo,
yeah.
You're bugging.
He's taking a lot of hits.
At eight?
Yeah.
At eight.
Yeah. He's taking a lot of hits. This team has been really affected by suspensions, injuries... If they're a full team,
quarterback friendly.
We'll see, man. If they were a full team right now,
yeah.
I would have all the faith in the world in them. But they're not.
Yeah.
They were going into this with Martavis,
yeah.
Le'Veon, Ladarius Green, and now all three of them aren't going to be there for at least the first four games.
Okay.
The latter two, Martavis and Ladarius, aren't going to play the season most likely.
Okay.
So I think those are going to open up really big holes in this depth chart. You know, when it's looking like right now they're going to force Wheaton the ball. I think eventually Darius Hayward-Bey is going to be their second receiver.
Yeah.
He's looking like the one
that
that's shining the most.
Because Colts is not living up to in preseason.
Colts is falling down the
depth
chart.
He's getting beaten out by like Eli Rogers and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man.
So like once he's thrown to this like level of defenders, receivers, with how bad their defense is in the secondary,
yeah.
I just think that this is going to be a lot of three and a half waiting to happen. And obviously they have A.B., who's a monster, one of the best receivers in the league, but he can only do so much. And, like, if you put enough coverage on AB, who else are they going to go to?
They're going to go to Wheaton, man.
Wheaton, don't.
Right, Marcus Wheaton.
Wheaton's trash. Who do you have for seven, man?
Seven, man. I have Carlton Palmer.
Okay.
Last year, fantasy, if you got him in the late round, man, you got a gift. A gift from up above.
Yeah.
Carlton Palmer ended the year with 19.33 fantasy points. That's amazing. I think he'd do the same thing, and then he's starting off with Floyd being healthy this year from the get-go, so that's going to be awesome. Carlson Palmer is definitely seven.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to start overlapping on each other, too, because there's only so many league quarterbacks. So, like,
yeah.
For me at seven, I have Rivers as well.
Okay.
I think he's coming.
Up.
Yeah, I think I have him over Ben. I think that Rivers is really going to start making, a lot more plays with some more continuity. I think Keenan Allen, this is his if he's healthy, he'll really dominate. He always shows flashes but gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I love him a lot this year, so I think he's going to be a real player and a really solid contributor, and like you said, Woodhead too. So I think both those players are going to be featured a lot more now that Wizen Hunt's back, and also just that Phillip Rivers is even more comfortable with his offense.
Yeah.
Who do you have for six?
Oh, man. Your boy.
Who?
Thomas the Flategate Brady.
Okay.
And I mean, last year he was actually number two quarterback.
Yeah.
He finished the year off with 21.48 last year, and I think when he comes back from the suspension, it's going to be crazy. An interesting fact on Tom Brady, in 2011 when Aaron Hernandez was a sophomore, and then they also had Gronk, and they was implementing that two tight end, two-headed monster, Brady had the most passing yards in his career with 5,235, and he had 39 touchdowns, second most of his career.
Yeah.
Gronk also, had the most reception yards in his career and TDs as well, with 1,327 yards and 17 TDs. Aaron, get money, bring G Shine, 5-star General Bird Gang Dipset. Hernandez,
the Homer Simpson is the Bush gift.
Aaron Hernandez, the G, man.
They're going to come after
the
you.
General.
I don't know this guy.
he had his, the most of his career, 910 yards and 7 TDs. Man, they're going back to this two-headed monster. And like you mentioned before, with Lewis being out and injured until like November, and we don't know what running back they're going to bring back. So, yo, I could see Brady doing things like this again. I could see Martell. You know, I think Martellus Bennett is a better tight end than Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
So, I could see them just going off the walls.
Yeah, he's a truer tight end, definitely.
Yeah.
I have Brady coming later, so I'll talk about him.
Okay.
For me, I have Bortles at 6.
First of all, I'll let you talk.
Yeah. So, like, Bortles obviously blew it up last year in his second season, only getting more comfortable. They're going to have a running game now that's going to be a legitimate threat, and what that's going to do is it's going to open up some passing lanes now, too. Move the safeties down up in the box.
Yeah.
You can put Allen Robinson, who is just fucking shining this year.
Yeah.
Allen Robinson looks incredible. He hasn't taken a step off. Hearns had a touchdown last year, too. Julius Thomas is finally healthy. They have some additional weapons. I think Marquise Lee is really going to come into his own now that he's healthy,
too. I like
too.
How he's playing.
Yeah, and, you know, they have Rashad Green. Rashad Green was a monster in college. If he's a fourth, if he's a fifth option, you can do a lot worse than having Rashad. And on top of that, T.J. Yeldon is a really good pass-catching running back,
too. Caught it off the back this weekend, past weekend.
So there's a lot of options for him. Offensive line got really solid as well. I like this team a lot. This is my favorite team to watch on paper, so... I think Bortles is only going to continue on his success and really take it to the next level.
But to that, I say this. Yes, he will continue to have success, but now they don't have to lean on him. I don't think they're going to be down like they were last season all the time.
The defense got better.
I think they're going to have closer games, so he won't have to pass as much. They're going to want to do control the game and have game management. So with that, I don't think – and we already know Bortles is going to turn it over. So with that being said, I don't think he's going to have that many to be top 10, that many passing yards to be top 10 and stuff like that. But I do think he'll have a better season, especially with the addition of Chris Ivory and a true 50-50 split with with Yeldon. And with Yeldon being a good passing, a back that can catch the ball out the backfield, I don't really see that, though.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm a believer. Who do you have for 5?
One and only, my boy, Drew Brees. Drew Brees, last year he finished the season with 20.28 points, finished top 5. Drew Brees actually, in real life and in fantasy, well, I consider fantasy my real life, so I love it. He's definitely a bankable commodity and will provide you a profitable ROI for you finance players.
You are so fucking corny. I have Brees higher up than that, though, so I'll get to him later.
I appreciate it, man. I apologize for talking about Fitzpatrick. Like
yeah,
that.
How dare you. I got, for 5, I got Carson Palmer. I think this.
Damn, that high?
Yeah.
Oh.
I like Carson a lot this year. I think there's going to be a lot closer games than people are giving them credit for.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of players I like on this defense, but they're also hurt, and there are some holes, too, I think, in that division, and also just, you know, the competition they'll be facing. I think that there's going to be a lot more shootouts than people are willing to see, and they arguably have one of the best receiving corps in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree.
They all complement each other really well, too. So I think that, you know, with a healthy stable of running backs as well, I don't know. I'm really looking forward to this team. I think they're going to be in the Super Bowl for the NFC. So
okay.
I think that it's going to be on the shoulder, and hopefully his knees are okay of Carson. But I think if he's healthy, he'll get him there.
Okay.
Who do you have for 4?
Man, Russie.
Yeah.
Papa Russ Wilson. Last year he finished with 21 0.2 fantasy points. He attempted more passes, attained more passing yards since his rookie year in 2012, and I expect the trend to continue. They have Thomas Rolls, and with the emergence of Christine Michaels, I think they're still going to lean on him more and often, and I think he has to be the one to lead the team. So they're going to put it in Russ' hands and let him do what he do.
Yeah. No, he also made one of the best catches I saw this week when he just threw like this fly route to Tyler Lockett,
mm-hmm.
where he was in double coverage and he didn't even have to lift his hands up. It just fell right into
him.
Yeah,
like, that was like precise.
Yeah, so like I think he's definitely a top 10 quarterback, but out of respect for future, I'm not going to lift him.
Papa Run! Yo, you crazy.
So lame. All right, so for me at 4, I have Brady. Obviously, I hate this guy, but this is the most nervous I've been about this offense. If they're healthy, which is starting to look like they're not, but if they're healthy, the most dangerous offense he's ever had on paper. Like if you're playing Madden, Edelman, Hogan, Amendola at receiver with Malcolm Mitchell, who everyone's raving about. I don't see it, but whatever. Gronk, obviously. And Martellus Bennett, who I think is, you know, he's a top three tight end, and he's a really good blocker, too. It's going to create a lot of mismatches. They're going to have a lot of, like, two tight end sets, like, with one receiver. LeGarrette Blount, like, play. I already see that happening
now. Yeah, but you also see in preseason, they lined up Martellus Bennett all the way outside.
Yeah. No, they're going to do that, too. But I'm just saying, like, they just, like, the chess pieces they have now.
Yeah, man, that's why I couldn't have Brady that high, because he's missing four crucial games.
No, he is, but when he's back and he's angry, that's like a whole different player. And like it seems like every team except for the Jets like doesn't know how to hit him. So we'll see. Hopefully that you know offensive line really starts to.
So I have him at 6 and you have him at 4.
I do.
Unfortunately, that's not bad.
Who do you have? Two slots up. Who do you have for 3?
Your boy Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay.
I don't know. This is a high powered offense. Even with the suspensions of Le'Veon Bell and Martavius. Big Ben is the man. They're going to lean on him, and he's going to sling it. And they're one of the teams that I believe will stick to it and stay, like, because they said they're going to go for 2 every time. I believe they'll do it.
Yeah.
I just believe in Big Ben. He's going to be doing his thing.
I mean, he definitely warrants it. He's definitely a Hall of Fame quarterback. It's just, like I said, there's a lot of
question marks. I didn't tell you, Big Ben finished the season last year, fantasy season, with 19.1. So, yeah, just great.
Okay.
And Le'Veon Bell was suspended, but they had Martavius, but I still think they could do it.
So like I said before, the theme of me in this podcast is admitting when I'm wrong. Yes. Hopefully I'll do this a lot. So far this season, looks like I was wrong about Andrew Luck, too. Looks like his offense is really gelling, and because of that, he's my third quarterback.
Okay.
I really think that, you know, it has to be on him. They beefed up the offensive line. Can he last the whole season? We'll see. But it looks like Moncrief and T.Y., they're really just like are all gelling together. Dwayne Allen's going to play a huge part, too. The running game is really suspect, so I think because of it, there's going to be a lot more pressure on Andrew to throw it more. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be shocked if he's doing close to 40 attempts every game just because of, you know, how bad their defense is, how shitty the running game is, and how much they invested in him just to make it happen, that I could really see him having a ton of opportunity. So because of that, and just because of the amount of volume I think he's going to have, that's why I have him at 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Damn, you want to know something crazy? What? I'll be honest. I didn't put Luck on my list.
Yeah.
No. But you know what? Luck is definitely going to be 3A, 3B with Ben Roethlisberger.
I told you. I'm on fantasy this year.
But I won last year.
New year, new me.
Good one. All right, 2. Definitely going to Cam Newton, man. He averaged a ridiculous 24.32 last year to end off the year. He had 636 yards rushing. That's third most in his career. He had 10 TDs, which is the second most in his career, with 35 in the air. I don't know, man. This guy just do it all. He's everything for that team. But this year, I think he's going to take a scale back on rushing because he has so many weapons to throw to and distribute the football. So I'll definitely have him at 2.
Yeah, no, and I actually forgot to put Cam on this list, but now I'm thinking about it. He has so many weapons, and like one of my most intriguing things to see from this season is going to see how they balance the touches for Benjamin and for Funchess, because I think both of them, when they come into their own in 2 years from now, when you have 2 6-foot-6 players you can just put in the red zone, they're going to be deadly.
Yeah,
with Greg Olsen too, so and a ton of options.
Yeah, Funchess playing the way he's playing and coming on strong, yo, he's just motivating Kelvin Benjamin.
And then they still have Ted Ginn, who could just take it over the top.
Oh, we saw what he did with the Titans. He didn't even take it over the top. He just caught it in the middle and just outran. It was a foot race, and he just burnt them all.
That was bad. and Cameron Artis Payne shook someone out of their fucking soul.
No.
For me, for 2, I have Drew Brees.
Okay.
I think kind of because of the same reason. This is like his swan song. I think after this, you really start to see the age hit him. But I think he's just in a really good situation right now.
Okay.
I love Brandon Cooks. He's one of my favorite players to watch. Michael Thomas is looking like he was really worth the investment.
Yeah.
I hate Kobe Fleener, but I think he's going to work in the dome. He's going to be good. He's going to be good for some really good heartbreaking drops. But when he has the ball in his hands, he's a real weapon as well. Mm-hmm. So I just think this team, and you know, with this running back situation too, they finally have some players that can catch out of the backfield. And Ingram's really established himself as well. I like this team a lot as far as the passing offense goes. I hate their defense because of that. I think they're going to be playing from behind a lot. And with that, it's going to become a lot more attempts for Drew Brees, and I think he's going to do what he always does and make some strides. Still 5-11, though.
Yes.
Who dat?
That's what it is.
And who's your number one fantasy?
My number one is going to be Mr. Aaron Rodgers, man. Yeah. He gets back Jordy Nelson.
Yeah.
You add Jared Cook, a good tight end who can catch it, and Cook. And then Randall Cobb go back to his natural position. Last year was just an anomaly. Davante Adams was just dropping everything.
And they're still going to give him the third receiver.
And Aaron Rodgers still had a good year. That's the crazy thing. He finished the season off with 18.83 points last year. All these stats are provided by NFL.com, NFL fantasy section. So it's crazy. I really like Aaron Rodgers, and I think he's going to be the number one fantasy quarterback this year.
Number one for me is going to be Bryce Petty. All right, guys, thanks for listening.
I
had Aaron as well. I think he's really going to dominate this year. Having Jordy back really just sets everything back in place for the offense. You have Jordy who's going to run those intermediate to long routes. Have Randall Cobb underneath. I need them to use Ty Montgomery more because he's so effective when he's used properly. Eddie Lacy's fat again. So, I don't know. That's how he looks. Yeah. He's fat again. He looks exactly the same.
Now, he looked quicker. He looked quicker.
He looks exactly the same. Okay. He's hungry.
Yeah. All right. So, hold up. So, being that you forgot Cam Newton on your list, of course, you're going to forget the black guy. Racist. And then I forgot the white guy. So, I have Andrew Luck as 3A, 3B with Ben Roethlisberger.
So, what do I have Cam?
Yeah, what do you have Cam?
I have Cam at 4. 4A with Brady. He's probably ahead of Brady just because he gets more games. Okay. I have him there too.
Just to make sure to clear that up.
And Russell, I'd probably put at 3, but I'm not acknowledging him
because
right
of
now,
Papa Russ.
Just because of his off the field antics.
Right, man.
I'd be more embarrassed about that than if I was a player on my team got a DUI or something. Such a fucking loser. Free band.
Free band game.
Alright guys, once again, thanks for listening. This is Cody.
This is Carl.
And we'll get back to you.
We deserve it. Fuck it, we lift it. I guess I do need my issue. But every time that they use me, they never pay no attention. Now this shit look like a movie. Moxie Java got the city popping, popping at a roller. Got me feeling awesome. I've been in my feelings like I'm Aubrey Graham. All these bitches, nigga, I be damned. I could probably use a hologram. Assign each one to a different person. People tell me you a bitch in person. Yo, Instagram is a different person.